the week.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 29th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Fisher and German Bight. The general synopsis at midnight, new high expected Faroes 1040 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, West Viking, northerly 5 to 7, wintry showers, good occasionally moderate. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Forties, northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in east. Showers, perhaps wintry at times, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in east Dogger. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northwest, veering north 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers in west, good, occasionally moderate in west. German Bight, northwest 4 to 6, veering north 6 to gale 8. Showers in east, turning wintry later, good occasionally moderate later in east. Humber, Thames, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Plymouth. Showers later, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor, near shore. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 in south and northeasterly 3 to 5 in north. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, northeast veering east 3 to 5. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Bailey and later in Hebrides. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, mainly fair, good. Faroes, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, easterly becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east northeast 2, 14 miles, 1033 falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west 3, 7 miles, 1033 falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west 3, 16 miles, 1031 rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 12 miles, 1033 falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east 3, 1030 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 5 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 6, 5 miles, 1026. Jersey, east by north 3, mist 3 miles, 1025 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, northeast 4, 8 miles, 1027 now rising. Valentia, east 2, 22 miles, 1030 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 13 miles, 1032 falling slowly. Malin Head, north northeast 3, 19 miles, 1032 falling slowly. Now, for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure centred near Iceland will extend a ridge southeastwards towards the United Kingdom, maintaining a rather cold and often brisk northeasterly flow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest 3 to 5, veering northeast 4 to 6 for a time. Showers at first, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 or 4, backing northwest, then veering north or northeast 4 or 5. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, then veering northeast. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair then showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in east. Showers later in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, near exposed headlands. Showers later in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers later near Land's End. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5. Occasionally 2 at first. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 or 4. Occasionally 2 at first. Then increasing 5 at times. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time just south of Arran and Mull of Kintyre. Fair, good, occasionally moderate, in Firth of Clyde. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly 2 to 4, veering easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, later except in far south. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers at first, good. Shetland Isles, northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6, mainly in east. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Which of the 100 Acre Woods residents are you most like? Are you as bouncy as Tigger? Are you as melancholy as Eeyore? Or are you as optimistic and cheery as Winnie the Pooh himself? Marking the 100th anniversary of the first appearance of Winnie the Pooh, join me, Frank Cottrell Boyce, as we attempt to understand five of A.A. Milne's glorious characters. That's Who Are You in Winnie the Pooh? With me, Frank Cottrell Boyce, on Radio 4, available now on BBC Sounds.
In a couple of minutes, we'll get to meet a young farmer tending a herd of longhorn cattle on Salisbury Plain. But first, it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Ruth Jennings.
Good morning. Today is National TikTok Day. Nothing to do with social media, but the literal sound that a clock makes. The idea is that you have limited time left of this year to sort out your unfinished business. When the day was invented, just over 30 years ago, they originally named it Still Need to Do Day. And let's be honest, there's always something needing to be done. My front car wheel has a slow puncture, and I have a laundry pile nearly as tall as me, and I haven't completed my 2025 invoices yet. I recently had the flu. I don't mean a bit of a cold, I mean the real proper flu where you can't get out of bed for days, your temperature is sky high, and you feel utterly horrendous. As I began to get a little better, It dawned on me I'd essentially missed 3 days of my life. I felt oddly guilty that those days were wasted, even though in reality I was too ill to do anything about it. The world tells us if we're not actively producing, we're worthless. But the Bible doesn't agree. I love the Message version of Jeremiah 2. Slow down. Take a deep breath. What's the hurry? So, on National TikTok Day, I guess we're meant to hurry to finish unfinished business and be productive before the new year. But what if instead we breathe in what we have and what we're grateful for, that we're still before God and use our time to deepen our relationship with Jesus, and we don't panic if we still have a large laundry pile on the 1st of January. Heavenly Father, thank you for rest, calm and stillness. We ask that you would help us remember that life isn't an emergency and we don't constantly have to hurry. Help us be still and know that you are God. Amen.